You are about to hear the Travel World Radio Show. Travel World is a one-hour travel magazine. We send satellite automation tones for your convenience. A 25 hertz tone signals you to switch to your own local programming. A 35 hertz tone signals you to switch back to our program. And now, a few words about our show timing. The show itself begins at 5 minutes past the hour. This break is for local news, weather, and sports as provided by you, our affiliate radio stations. The show is broken up into four parts. There are three commercial breaks between these parts. Each break is 4 minutes long, and they air at 15 minutes past the hour, 30 minutes past the hour, and 45 minutes past the hour. The show ends at 59 minutes and 30 seconds past the hour. The last 30 seconds are for local station identification. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information. Travel World is produced in Montreal. If you wish to run Travel World on your station, please contact Willem Backus at 514-861-3488. That's 514-861-3488. We also invite you to visit our website for affiliation information. Our website is www.travelworldradio.com. Travel World is licensed on a bartered basis, provided that the show is aired intact and that the first 2 minutes of each break are aired as is, without change. You may replace the second 2 minutes of each break with your own local ads. We do require that you inform us that you did run the show and when. We accept standard syndication affidavits. You may rebroadcast the show as many times as you wish, and you may distribute it freely, provided that it is aired intact. You may not cut out segments of the show without our prior written permission. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information.
Overweight? Tried to lose weight? Find it impossible? You should know that dieting will never work because there is no such thing as willpower. According to the Federal Center for Disease Control, the concept that willpower will lead to weight loss is a myth and responsible for a sharp increase in obesity. There are hardcore dieters that have gone through life-threatening procedures such as stomach stapling and liposuction. It's all unnecessary. Fat Destroyer, a new easy-to-take herbal supplement, will eliminate fat, ugly cellulite, and a fat gut safely with no hunger pangs at all. Fat Destroyer naturally burns away fat. A miracle. Fat Destroyer is based on research done at Harvard University and other leading research centers, and even written up in the Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Lose weight the only way that works. To try Fat Destroyer risk-free through this special radio offer, call 1-800-851-5313. To achieve your weight loss goals, don't delay. Call 1-800-851-5313. That's 1-800-851-5313.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
I'm here with Fearless Janice, the woman who has devoted her life to trying anything. Now, she's about to prove it to us by eating a cinder block sandwich.
You got it, Dan. I feel it's important to be adventurous.
Janice, is it true that you ate the wheels off a car, drank a quart of milk with your tear duct, and then passed 35 feet of rope through your intestinal tract?
All in the same afternoon, Dan.
Janice, is there anything out there you wouldn't try?
Well, that's a no-brainer. Cigarettes, of course.
You wouldn't try a cigarette? Oh, come on.
No, you come on, Dan. Do you know what's in a cigarette? Nicotine, an addictive drug. I said I was adventurous, not stupid. Just thinking about being addicted gives me an upset stomach.
You'll try a cinderblock sandwich, but you won't try a cigarette?
Question, Dan. Have you ever heard of anybody getting hooked on cinderblocks?
Well, that's the word. Apparently, it's safer to try a carburetor milkshake than it is to try smoking, because the intestinal distress will last only a few days, but smoking can last the rest of your life. A message from the Massachusetts Department of Public Health.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
Montreal, Canada. It's the Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite. Yeah, baby.
Yes, welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. Willem Backus in studio, Stephen in Studio West Beaconsfield, and we've got our regular correspondent Melanie Reffes is online with us today as well, talking about her recent trip to the Baltic countries. Hi,
yes.
Melanie.
Welcome
Hi,
to Travel World once again, Melanie. And of course, you found out that there's more to Europe than just the traditional destinations of Paris, London, Rome. You're moving down the alphabet a bit to L and E to Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia.
I'm moving down the alphabet and up geographically, Stephen. You're quite right. The Baltic countries, as anyone who knows history, has just joined the EU back on May 1st, and the American press jumped on it as the new sort of destinations of choice for the adventurous. And they are all, amazingly interesting countries that are quite unspoiled at this point. So there is a great lure, I think, for a lot of folks on this side of the pond to head over to the Baltics. By the way, they are Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia, countries that I must admit I really was not familiar with at all. I had to look on a map when I decided to go, but certainly was glad that I made the decision.
Now, did you fly directly to the Baltics from the U.S., or how easy is it to get to the Baltics from North America?
Good question, Stephen, because, as you mentioned, those other more traditional destinations, Paris, London, Rome, we all know how to get there, basically. But with these Baltic countries, I wasn't quite sure. So I did a very thorough internet investigation, which I suggest everybody do. And what I ended up doing was finding an inexpensive flight from the United States to Amsterdam. And I picked United Airlines because they really have a low range of fares to Amsterdam. And once I got to Amsterdam, I should say, by the way, that I had a bit of a long layover, so check that out when you're booking your flights. But I was lucky enough to get into the lounge at Dulles Airport, and I most recommend that to make the long layovers a little bit more palatable if you can do it. When I got to Amsterdam, and grab a pen, everybody, because this is an amazing find. I picked it up in the New York Times, www.europebyair.com, only available to American and Canadian residents, and every flight between dozens of cities in Europe are $99 U.S., so I found one from Amsterdam to Vilnius, Lithuania, took that flight aboard Air Lithuania, wonderfully big aircraft, served fabulous food. And as I say, this europebyair.com, every flight, no matter where you are, is $99 U.S. You can't beat it.
Melanie, was that a Russian-built airplane, or was that actually a North American-built airplane?
I think it was a North American one, Willem, but to tell you the truth, I can't swear by that, but it certainly looked like it. It was a large 737, I think it is what it was.
Yeah, then it would be a Boeing that's, of course, made in North America, obviously.
I think so.
The interesting thing, of course, is that it being of the former Soviet Union, it could very well have been, Air Lithuania could very well have been
an Aeroflot, yeah, you're right, but I think not, and it was a very modern aircraft, in fact, with staff that were multilingual, which is very good for an American tourist going over there, because these EU countries, people are still trying to learn English, but they're not as fluent as they are in some of the other cities. But I can only say that with this type of Europe by air, you can go anywhere amongst these Baltic countries for that low price, and that gives you so much more mobility in which to see all of these countries.
They represent a number of carriers across Europe, some of the smaller carriers, some of the lesser-known airlines that people otherwise would not have even contemplated trying.
Exactly right, and it's so easy to book it because it's a 1-800 number if you're not that computer literate or feel much better giving your visa number to a real person. They, in fact, are headquartered in New Mexico, and they're the friendliest folks. They FedEx your tickets within 2 days. You know, when they say too good to be true, it probably is. This is too good to be true, and it really is good. So I can only recommend it quite highly.
Now, when you arrived, first of all, before getting there, what did you expect to find? And when you got there, did it meet those expectations?
Well, you know, I really had no expectations except for what I had read. USA Today back in July, some folks may remember, did a big front page cover story on these three Baltic countries. And the New York Times had periodically done city by city. So I had a bit of a sense that they, you know, were waiting tourists and that their infrastructure was a bit up and running for tourists. But apart from that, sad to say, we learned very little about the history of these countries here in North America. And I was just not that familiar, even though I tried to read up a bit before I went over there, as to what their struggles have been. They've only been out of the Cold War for about 13 years, and they have an 800-year history of Soviet occupation and occupation by other countries. So these folks have come out of a very, very long history of oppression and poverty and lacks of freedom. And all of a sudden, really, in the scheme of history, they are independent, free countries. And they're, you know, clearly thrilled to be in that position, but they're also not that used to it. So when you get over there, there's, you know, people that kind of look at you rather curiously. There is evidence of the Soviet occupation in terms of, you know, everything from monuments and memorials and museums, and on the other end of the spectrum to Russian food on many of the restaurants' menus.
What is the tourism infrastructure when you get there? Is there a variety of places to stay?
Well, that was another one of my concerns because, you know, when you don't have complete information, and I really didn't know anyone who had been over there. You know, when you go to London or Paris, you can ask everybody, your neighbors, your friends, everybody's been there. So I wasn't sure about the accommodations, and I decided, you know, usually we pick location, location, location. In this case, I decided to use the three criteria, but more price, location, and reliability, and something that I could trust, had heard of. So I picked the Radisson. I had stayed in them in Stockholm and in several other parts of the United States, and I knew that there was always a consistently high level of service, and also they have properties in all three of those countries. So I knew that I would have continuity of accommodation, which is always a good thing as well. So I did pick the Radisson, and I'm very happy that I did that.
Now, Latvia was your next stop. How did you get from Vilnius in Lithuania to Riga, Latvia?
Well, that's another good question because I didn't know how I was going to do that either, and I really had to study the map. Getting back to the Radisson, the concierges are able to suggest transportation modes and to book it, which is a big help in countries where everybody doesn't speak English. And because the sun doesn't set there till almost 10, 11, 11:30 p.m., because it's so far north.
The midnight sun, yeah.
So yeah, which is great. What was suggested to me and what I had the Radisson do was buy a bus ticket from the capital of Lithuania, which is, as you said, Vilnius, to the capital of Latvia, which is Riga. And I took an early evening 5-hour bus trip, not expensive at all, and I got a chance to see the countryside in the sunlight still because it was still light. So it was a very, very good way in which to do that. I chose not to go back to the airports. I could have, but I wanted to experience more of sort of a local sense of the country by taking the bus, and it was a great idea. I recommend it.
And in Latvia, what is Latvia known for?
Well, I wasn't sure what Latvia was known for, to tell you the truth. I didn't even know at all what to expect about Riga. And you know what? Riga is like a medieval Paris. The old town of Riga twists through centuries of history. There's broad-line boulevards with magnificent trees. There's a park area in the middle of Riga that reminded me of Central Park in New York, the same general idea. It's charming and quaint. There's cafes lining all of the boulevards. Wonderful shopping opportunities. All you out there who might be going to Riga, there's the largest outdoor flea market I've ever seen in my life. It's a whole day activity. It's football fields selling everything from strawberries to socks to amber to everything. A whole lot of fun. A lot of the folks don't speak English. They don't use EU currency in any of these countries. So have it in your mind what the exchange rates are or you...
What is their currency, Melanie?
Well, they each have their own currency,
okay.
All of those three countries, and the exchange rates are different. So if you're not mathematically inclined, it's a challenge at the very least.
Melanie, we're going to be taking a break in about 30 seconds there.
Why don't you go feed your cat?
Well, yeah, Peter wants to be part of the show too, Steve.
Yes, we could hear him. Now he's settled down and is about to have a nap. We're going to be continuing after the break with a bit on Estonia and then on to Finland. Some of the websites for the first quarter of the show, www.united.com, www.radisson.com, and www.balticswww.com for more information about the Baltics region, United Airlines, and Radisson Hotels.
Stay tuned. This is the Travel World Radio Show.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite, all the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Hey, how about a root beer?
Come travel down the highway of dreams. Full-bodied flavor in a root beer that screams. Get your lips on a Route 66. Indulge yourself, sassafras out of town. Grab one for the road. Pop your top down, get your lips.
Roadside Beverage Company, Charlottesville, Virginia.
Take your dream trip aboard Via Rail's Transcontinental, Toronto to Vancouver. Ride Via Rail Canada's train number one, the Canadian. See the beauty of the Canadian Shield in silver and blue. Explore the famous park car in the Bullet Lounge. Enjoy 360-degree visibility in the scenic dome. See the great forests and wildlife as you pass by. Experience Via's superb dining as you take in the view. Enjoy fun activities in the Skyline car and sleep in the comfort and privacy of your own bedroom. Experience true luxury on rails. See the prairies and take in the majestic Rocky Mountains. You'll ride in relaxed comfort, just like the golden age of rail. Via Rails Canadian, the train of dreams. Take your dream trip today. Via Rail Canada, people moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Attention investors, are you looking for above average returns and willing to take a calculated and an educated risk in order to achieve them? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclays Financial. Barclays is a specialty firm in futures and options. Now, I know that futures and options are a mystery to most people. Let us help you solve that mystery. Futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the energy markets, specifically unleaded gasoline. Energy prices have been on the move. Worldwide demand has been on the rise. OPEC has been keeping a lid on supplies. Learn how to leverage over 420,000 gallons of unleaded gas in today's marketplace. Discover the tremendous power of leverage. Call Barclays Financial right now for a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 1-800-825-8998. That's 1-800-825-8998. Barclays Financial. Mystery solved.
Dancing. Learn to dance at the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. Dancing is fun, it's great exercise and it builds confidence, and it sure beats aerobics. Dancing feels great and you'll look great. You can go alone or with a partner. At Arthur Murray, their instructors are friendly, professional, and you'll learn at your own pace. Arthur Murray teaches ballroom, Latin, and popular dance styles, like the merengue, cha-cha, tango, waltz, rock and roll, the hustle, swing, and more. Don't worry if you have two left feet, because everybody starts somewhere. And before long, you'll be amazed at your progress. At Arthur Murray, your program will include one-on-one lessons, group lessons, and practice sessions. Plus, you can practice in their studio anytime at no additional cost. They're open at hours that are convenient to you, weekdays from 1 to 11 p.m., and on Saturdays by appointment. You'll look great and you'll feel better. Call Arthur Murray today and get ready to dance. Call today, because your first lesson is free. Arthur Murray Dance Studio, Brunswick Boulevard, near Sources Road in Dollard. Telephone 421-9710. That's 421-9710.
Travel and Lifestyles Programming. This is the Travel World Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show. Once again, we're back on the air with Melanie Reffes talking about her trip to the Baltic. Stephen Pickford, of course, is in Studio West, Beaconsfield, having fed pita.
Yes, he is now nice and quiet. Hopefully we can get through the rest of the show without any words from the feline gallery.
I was assuming you cleaned the litter box.
Oh, yes. Well, that's another chore for another day.
But Pete is part of the show, isn't he?
Yes. So. He's part of the show. He's our number one fan.
Yes. Well, Melanie, it was very intriguing, of course, that you're up in this place without any expectation, of course, what it may be, what it may be like. So it's kind of interesting to hear what you ended up seeing.
You know, I think on a lot of levels it's almost better to go with that kind of open mind. I mean, certainly you need to have enough research so that you feel safe in a new country and
sure.
You see what you want to see, but without any preconceived notions, you really are more sponge-like in absorbing what you see. Tallinn, Estonia is truly an 800-year-old city on a fast track to the future. My jaw dropped to be in Tallinn. It was incredibly interesting. The cobblestone streets there are from the 14th century, and there's 26 towers that are still from the Soviet days that are standing there. There's a town hall that's just celebrated, if you can believe it, 600th anniversary. So you get a sense of history that you don't get in North America. I ambled upon the oldest pharmacy in Europe, which is in Tallinn, Estonia, from 1422. It's still open and still selling medicinals and all kinds of cures for things. There's things like that are there that are so old to our North American perspective, it's jaw-dropping. To the Europeans, it's, well, that's not that old, 1422, but the town square at Tallinn is really the place to sit and watch Estonian life go by, hours and hours. Wonderful cafes and bars and museums all within 2 seconds of each other, and the days go very quickly there. Interesting about Tallinn, I stayed, as I mentioned, at the Radisson, which happens to be the tallest building in the city of Tallinn, and they cleverly put their name along the side so you can never get lost in Tallinn. If you stay at the Radisson, you can always see it.
It's a nice landmark.
Which is really a nice, which is a very comforting thought, because a lot of the street signs are not in English, and a lot of folks don't speak English, and because they're old medieval cities, they wind around and they're not grid systems like you'd see in New York. But when you look up and you see the Radisson sign, you know you're not really that far away, and you can point to a cab driver. So that was the best reason to stay at the Radisson, not to mention their fabulous breakfasts, I might add, to you gentlemen who like that kind of thing.
Hotel breakfast buffet. Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed. And we didn't eat the entire day in any of the Radissons after that, because it was so thorough with all kinds of great foods from, the Baltic Sea, great fish and all that. And, it's a bit of a cost-saving thing to stay in a hotel that offers that in the morning.
Yeah, that is very, very true. What a question I had for you, Melanie. You were describing the marketplaces, and I was thinking a bit about that, and also the pharmacy. What is the when you did shopping in the area, just to look around, what is the product selection like? Do you see a lot of familiar brands, North American things, or is it mainly all older stuff, or if it's all exclusive to the area?
Well, you don't see really any American. I mean, there are a couple of places that'll sell Levi's and Nikes and stuff, but that's not what you're looking for. What's interesting in the shopping in the three countries are there are many stores that sell old stuff from the Soviet days. So if you're into, old military uniforms, pieces of landmines, if you can believe it, military pins that were on the uniform, lapels, all that kind of trivia stuff from the old Russian army is always an interesting sort of souvenir. In terms of other stuff to buy in all three countries, because they're north and they get cold in the winter, the knitted stuff is fabulous. Mittens, gloves, sweaters, all hand-knitted by these old Russian folks and Baltic people now that are doing it for the tourists. And the other thing that is the big-ticket item, I might add for anyone listening, is amber. It's everywhere. You have to know a bit about the quality because the prices are so different. If you're a serious shopper and you like amber, do your research before you get over there so you don't bring home plastic on a string, which unfortunately I did in a couple of cases. It's hard to tell the real stuff from the fake stuff. I guess they're catching up to North America, but it's a very interesting shopping opportunity in the Baltics because there are things that you really have not seen anywhere else. They do not yet have the chintzy souvenir stuff like the snow domes and the keychains with Riga, Latvia written on it, made in China. They haven't yet gotten that kind of junk, and hopefully they never will. So you're really looking at handicrafts, glass blown stuff, a lot of silver, amber jewelry, as I said, knitted stuff. It's a shopper's paradise, really.
And you're not too far away to add a sea journey over to Helsinki, which is a charming destination all on its own right.
Well, Tallinn is really called a suburb of Helsinki because it's 90 minutes away on a ferry. And the ferry area in Tallinn, Estonia, is a huge port area because people go back and forth between Tallinn, Estonia, and Helsinki, Finland all the time. There's dozens of cruise lines, big and small, ships privately owned, larger ones. You can take hydrofoils that take under an hour, or you can take a journey that might take up to 3 hours on the big, sort of cruise ship type looking vessels. And it's a very common route between Estonia and Finland, and it's great for their tourism because they're getting not only Scandinavian folks going into the Baltics now because it's so easy to get to Estonia, but a lot of the North American tourists like myself, it's easy to tag on a trip to Finland once you're in Estonia because it's so easy to get there.
Now, you've been to Denmark and Sweden. How is Helsinki different?
Well, I think that Helsinki certainly has the Scandinavian charm of Denmark and Sweden, and in many cases they're all very similar in terms of what they look like. But what I noticed about Helsinki, different from the other cities that you just mentioned, is really the charm in its people. The Finnish people are so warm and welcoming. Many times I said to myself, do I know you? Because they're waving and giving directions and chatting next to you at a cafe, and not in an obtrusive way, but in a really genuine way, like we're glad you're here and you chose our country to spend your vacation. So it's a very heartwarming experience with the Finnish folks. They're very, very friendly. Many people said they were like Canadians, so who knew?
Now, you arrived there sort of late at night. You took the Viking ferry. Get more information on that at www.vikingline.fi. Get in there late at night in Helsinki. What did you do?
Well, I got off that vessel, and I had been in a karaoke bar singing Stevie Wonder in English with a crowd of Finnish folk, so I really needed a good night's sleep. That ferry was so much fun, by the way. I wanted a hotel in Helsinki that was on the seafront, and so I picked the Hilton. It's right on the water. It's the Hilton Strand. It's brand newly renovated, and they have a Finnish sauna in it, of course, and I went right to that hotel. The bar was open late, and they gave us a couple of dinner suggestions. Interesting about the Hilton is they have safety as their number one concern. There are no corners, if you can imagine. Everything's rounded, so potentially nobody can hide behind corners. As they say, there's an interesting little Scandinavian touch. You know, they have that sensibility for those details. And the Hilton was perfect. It was walking distance to the downtown part as well.
Now, you can do a lot of sightseeing right from that central base of the Hilton.
You can. The concierges will direct you, give you maps. You can walk everywhere. The National Museum of Finland, extremely interesting Finnish history from prehistoric times right up to the present. The old church from 1826 is there, walking distance, quite interesting. The government palace is a sight to behold. It really looks like a palace. The prime minister is in there now. And there's an area called Esplanade Park, which is walking distance from the Hilton, and it's a large boulevard with shopping and cafes and live jazz concerts in the middle of the afternoon and people watching opportunities galore. And because it stays light so late, you can be 12 hours on the Esplanade and get a real slice of Finnish life there.
It's a very safe city to walk around. I was there around 10 years ago, stopping over in Helsinki on the way to Bangkok, and I enjoyed my two nights there going and one night on the way back, and it was very pleasant. Nice people, good food.
Yeah. It's very, very organized. I met a gentleman whose job it is to scrub the statues with a toothbrush, if you can imagine. They take such pride in their city that you don't want to throw anything on the street. You don't want to litter. You want to, keep it as clean and organized as they do. And it's just a very pleasant pace in Helsinki. Everybody's kind of chilled out there. They have a wonderful respect for the sun, and in the winter they don't get that much of it. So in the summer and in the fall, they're so out all the time and so eager to be out in the warmth, and that warmth really transcends in the way they treat tourists.
And you can get more information at www.virtualhelsinki.net. Again, www.hilton.com for information on the Hilton Helsinki Strand overlooking the water, and www.vikingline.fi for the ferry service from Baltics, Tallinn, over to Helsinki. Sounds like you had a great time, Melanie.
I had a great time. And another, you know, just a quickie, when you're in your city in North America, go to the embassies, if you're in Boston or Washington or New York, of those countries, and they'll give you all kinds of free tourist information. I went to all the embassies in Washington, D.C., and came out with piles of information and wonderfully interesting chats with the folks in the embassies who were so glad.
Melanie, thanks for joining us. We're going to take a break right now. Travel World Radio Show.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show by Satellite.
Vacation time can mean a heart-rending decision. What to do with your pet? Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
DiCapua's Photography. Quality professional photography services for all occasions. Let DiCapua's put their 20 years of industry experience to work for you. Entertainers and models, commercial, industrial, and aerial photography. Portfolios and portraits. People, places, or things, studio or on location. Your satisfaction is the focus at DiCapua's Photography. Stop in at 913 East 2nd Street, Reno, Nevada, or visit our webpage and sample our work at nav.to/DiCapua. That's DeCapua. Call Gary at DiCapua's Photography to plan your special occasion or business photos. 329-8810. 329-8810. Capture that special moment that will last you a lifetime. DiCapua's Photography. 329-8810. You'll like what we see.
Feel the warmth the instant you step aboard the airline that takes you to more of Mexico, Latin America, and beyond. Mexicana Airlines. Whether you experience a new level of service in our executive or tourist class, whether you're traveling on business or pleasure, you'll enjoy a choice of hot entrees, open bar, and leg room to spare, all at the lowest possible fares. Come, fly with us in a world of style like no other. At Mexicana Airlines, we think the world of you.
Mexicana Airlines, amazingly close to Mexico and Latin America, with over 40 destinations to offer you in Mexico, Central and South America, and the Caribbean. Whether it's a quick getaway or an extended vacation, let Mexicana help you plan your dream vacation. Enjoy the excellent in-flight service and outstanding on-time performance. Call toll-free from the United States and Canada at 1-800-531-7921 or contact your local travel agent. Also, visit our website. At Mexicana.com.
Do you have trouble remembering things lately? Normally, there are a major amount of fat cells in your head, causing difficulty in oxygen reaching your brain. As we age, this condition worsens, causing memory loss, dementia, and worse. Memory loss is not random, accidental, or inevitable. It is reversible if treated properly. The all-natural, safe Ultra Memory is a result of research conducted at Harvard and leading universities. Studies show that the herb ginkgo can dramatically slow the effects of aging on memory and even improve memory function in healthy young people as well. Ultra Memory contains ginkgo in easy-to-take capsule form. Ultra Memory will help you live a full, functioning life. Find out why leading researchers call Ultra Memory Brain Tonic. To try Ultra Memory risk-free, call 1-800-952-3494. Call now and save an additional 20%. 1-800-952-3494. That's 1-800-952-3494.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show with Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford. Stephen Pickford, of course, is in the West Studio in Beaconsfield, and we've got our next special correspondent online. One of our regulars, Jerry Wagschel, is with us today.
Hey, Willem. Hey, Stephen. Hey, Bob. How are you guys doing?
Well, we're doing great.
Still in one piece.
All right.
I guess that's kind of important.
All right, Jerry, you're in Ottawa, as I understand it.
Absolutely. I am actually calling you from the lobby of the Ark Hotel in Ottawa. It's the first time I've ever stayed here.
So if we listen carefully, we're going to hear all the background sounds at this hotel.
You can, if you listen here.
Now, we understand from previous experience at Ark, the hotel in Ottawa, that has an extra special level of service to it.
It does. I mean, you know what's interesting? It does. I mean, everybody here is, like, really, I mean, very helpful, very attentive. If you can't get your internet working or something, they're just going to try to figure out what you're... They offered to send somebody out to get me a phone card today so I could call you guys, but I did it myself. The bottom line, I think, with this place is funny. The minute I got here, I thought, did I leave New York? Because this reminds me of New York. I mean, this is so funny because you get to Ottawa and it's actually quite different. You know, people dress differently here. There's not as much dressing up as there is in New York. But when you get here, you feel like you're at one of those, it has a very similar quality, not exactly the same, but a very similar quality to a W hotel. In New York, also that sort of those, because it's a boutique hotel and they're smaller. It's got approximately just a little bit over 100 rooms. It's got that I think it's called that funky sort of Eurasian design, and so everything's sort of subdued. I mean, I'm looking in the lobby here. I'm seeing a kind of something that looks almost like a kind of Mark Rothko sort of graphic, sort of lithograph on the wall. Everything's kind of brown and beige, so it's very easy on the eyes. And there's always this kind of these soft lights around and these old-fashioned-looking telephones in the lobby I'm looking at right now, and orchids. So if you can see my description, it has that subdued quality, and then, of course, that music in the background, which is that sort of poppy, jazzy, sort of modern thing happening. So it feels very hip here.
That was kind of neat. Of course, we had Cooper Fox, one of our guests from North Conway, New Hampshire. He would be able to tell you exactly what format it is because he's very in tune with the different radio formats. And he'll give it to you in either the AAA or the AOR, and before you realize it, you'll have gotten all these radio jargon and not really understand what the heck he's talking about in the first place. But you can understand I guess it's intended to have a hip or a trendy kind
it's
of a feel to it.
You know, what's interesting, Willem, is it's definitely, I mean, feels really... This is the truth. I mean, it feels completely distinctive from the other hotels in Ottawa. There's a lot of very nice hotels in Ottawa. You know, you've got some great ones here.
Well, sure,
however,
it's the nation's capital.
But this one has, it's different because it really feels like you're in New York or you're in San Francisco or you're in a place that's very sort of more cutting edge. There's, for example, there's CD players in every room and there's a CD bank where you can sort of pick your music. I remember experiencing that in the Four Seasons in L.A. I don't remember, there's not that many hotels where you can really do that.
So they have a central library that you can pick from.
Yeah, they have a central library where you can pick from. There's funny little notes in the room that are left in the room for you. It says in the room where you sort of leave the note for the maid. It says, "Great time to come. My mom's not home." You know, there's another little note for guests on the memo pad that says, "You asked for it, you got it." You get a little business card with your name on it. I mean, they're obviously
really.
It's working. I mean, this hotel right now is completely full. There's hardly, you know, anybody. It's completely booked up. I'm just even amazed I've got a space. So, you know, what happened was that, you know, this used to be, and I've talked to Stephen about this before, this used to be a Howard Johnson's, right? And it was a Howard Johnson's for 15 to 20 years, and somebody smart, and I was trying to figure out, like, who exactly it was, but it's a design company called Westmount, came in, basically gutted the place and remodeled it. It's a company called Yabu Pushelberg out of Toronto. I said, "Are you guys connected to the W?" And they're not. However, it does really sort of remind you of that whole sort of W experience. experience. I think the only thing you're missing right now is a whole bunch of sort of, you know, 5'10" blonde, partially clad, like, ladies walking around serving cocktails, because that's what they, I mean, I'm not kidding. I mean, that's what's happening at W. I think the W hotels were the first ones that basically decided that they were going to hire the best-looking, beautiful people.
Well, naturally, because I'm W. That's what.
There you go, and I'm GW, so.
Well, you know, the interesting thing about that, and here's the one of these everybody's connected in travel world, W is a nickname given to me by Neil Drabkin, of course. Neil Drabkin, one of our other guests. And Neil Drabkin is a lawyer. And, of course, we know that you are studying to be a lawyer, too.
This is correct.
And we've often joked in the past that we have our own legal firm at Travel World, Wagshall, Phillips, and Fodor. So
imagine when we're charging $500 an hour, and we'll charge you guys $5 an hour.
There you go. And
other things that are really funky about this place, they've got a Mexican-Canadian chef who's really making a name for himself, Rene Rodriguez. You know what? One of the things I just asked about here is I said, look, you know, if this is really like New York, which it reminds me of, I said, you know, tell me about, can you bring pets in? You know, because one of those, maybe bring in one of those like little Paris Hilton dogs, you know, those toy dogs, you know, the ladies put in their purse. No, the answer is no. So if you want to come here, you want to have a piece of New York in Ottawa, you want to hang out in the hippest, funkiest place in the city, then the Ark is for you. If you have a pet, leave them at home. I'll give you the numbers to
that
call.
That means Benjamin Bunny couldn't join you.
No rabbits. 800-695-2516. The website is www.arkthehotel.com. Rates start as low as $110 on the weekend. And then I have some other, I have like 20 to 30 minutes today, right, guys?
Yeah, you got another segment coming up after.
Another segment coming
we
up.
We got about 3.5 minutes before the next break's coming up, and then you have the final segment of the show.
Well, that's fine. I mean, I can talk to you a little bit about. That's perfect. I can talk to you a little bit about how to get here. You know, JetsGo is definitely another, especially if you're coming in from the States. They are flying out of Newark. I mean, I think a lot of people know that now. I think they're really, but you know, for us, I mean, I know that for you guys in Canada, I know that you guys have known about JetsGo for like a long time. But for the Americans, they are definitely now really getting into our consciousness. It's something that I just, you know, started thinking about a little while ago. It's a great service leaving from Newark, which is not really a bad place to leave from, which is in New Jersey for people who don't know, which is across the Hudson, you know, across the Hudson River, as opposed to going on the other side with LaGuardia on the east side. And it actually is good because in a busy day, you're actually going against the traffic if you're going to Newark Airport.
Now, Jerry, when you flew JetsGo, did you go directly from Newark to Ottawa or Newark, Montreal, Montreal, Ottawa?
Yeah, I mean, when I flew, basically, and I didn't do it this time, but I've done it actually to Toronto. I've flown both ways. It doesn't fly directly to Ottawa, but it does fly either through Montreal, as you said, or Toronto. However, the service to Toronto, which I've taken several times, is, you know, quite exceptional. I'll tell you a little bit about it. Basically, they use the Fokker 100 planes, which seat 108 people. They use MD-83s. The number of planes from Toronto to Ottawa, it's 4 per day. Montreal to Ottawa, 0. From New York, there's all kinds of flights going, you know, to basically Toronto and Ottawa. And the prices are low. I mean, they can be as low as, you know, a couple hundred bucks return.
One of the other things that you need to mention, Jerry, is since you brought up the good-looking waitresses at the W Hotel in New York, you also got to know that a lot of the ladies who are flight attendants at JetsGo come from Montreal, which, of course, I think some of the best-looking women in the world are in Montreal.
And I would agree with you on that. That is cool. I think it does. It is cool that, you know, JetsGo is a Montreal. It is a Montreal company. Is that correct?
Yeah. Montreal-based company. Michel LeBlanc is their CEO. You see him regularly shopping sometimes with the Provigo in suburban Montreal and Baie d'Urfey. He has a listed telephone number. He lives out here. He's a member of the community. Very easily accessible, unlike a lot of airline CEOs. They also have service from points in Florida, heading north to Montreal and Toronto, and service from Los Angeles to Toronto on some days of the week. So more and more
Cuba
points.
And Punta Cana and all kinds of other locations as well, right?
Yep, more and more points being served. The Caribbean destinations are on a charter basis with the different tour operators here, but the others are scheduled service that passengers can book in both directions, to and from Canada and the United States, at www.jetsgo.net.
Now, Jerry, you've got about 30 seconds before this break.
Okay, I'll just mention quickly now, another way, I'm going to tell you in the next segment, I'm going to talk to you about a place called Garnet Hill Lodge, an awesome place. I said you can find a little piece of New York in Canada, and then after the break, I'm going to tell you about how to find a piece of Canada in New York. And I'm going to tell you how to get there from New York City and how to really get away from Manhattan in a ski lodge that in the summer just turns into an oasis of fun things to do.
Okay, let's give away the JetsGo website. That's www.jetsgo.net. This is a Travel World Radio show across America via satellite. Stay listening, everybody. I'm Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford on the line.
Travel World will continue. Stay listening.
Travel World Radio via satellite.
Get a good night's sleep and still arrive on time for that important business meeting. Via Rail Canada's Constellation Class overnight service between Toronto and Montreal, your hotel on rails. Via Rail will rock you to sleep in the privacy and comfort of your own bedroom. Next morning, arrive refreshed and relaxed, and breakfast is included, so you're downtown and you're ready to go. Aboard Via Rail Canada, people moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Mutual Federal, giving peace of mind, will always be the bank of choice and stand the test of time. Mutual Federal, your premier community bank, 100 years and going strong. Mutual Federal Savings Bank.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks and maps, plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loose Sport Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West between Clark and Cedar Van. Telephone 271-5058.
Language is destiny. Every time you speak, read, or write, you expose the limits of your language. The words you think influence your actions. The words you use are always judged. The words you understand reveal what you know and what you don't know. Now with the Vocabulary Dynamics program, you can take charge of your verbal destiny. Easily master a world-class vocabulary, exude confidence and command of the English language, and expand your understanding of thousands of new words. And all you have to do is just listen. Developed by Scott Bornstein, international expert in language learning, memory know-how, and test preparation, Vocabulary Dynamics will unlock your genius for language and word use so you'll never be at a loss for words again. If you call now, Scott will drop the price by almost 40%. Call 1-888-813-7974 toll-free right now. 1-888-813-7974 for the Vocabulary Dynamics Program. 1-888-813-7974.
I can read. Three little words parents and grandparents long to hear. I can read. The key that unlocks a lifetime of opportunity. I can read. The road to independence, pride, and self-discovery. Every day, thousands of children struggle needlessly. Every day, reading remains the goal, not the reality.
If you're looking for a powerful but simple-to-use home study program that goes beyond a game that hooks children on reading, you want Get Ready, Get Set, Read. Developed by a team of leading educational learning and reading specialists, the Get Ready, Get Set, and Read program guides, inspires, and integrates the best approaches for maximum success and reading results. Make a difference. Call toll-free 1-888-813-7975. Mention the station for a 40% discount. Get Ready, Get
said Reed has an unconditional 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-888-813-7975. 1-888-813-7975. Call today.
Across America via satellite, this is the Travel World Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show with Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford in Studio West Beaconsfield and Jerry Wagschel in Ottawa discussing all kinds of new travels and stuff at the Ark Hotel. Now, Jerry, before we get into all that, you got to tell us, how's the wife and family doing? How's Alexa?
They're all very good, thank you. They're actually going to, one of her best friends is getting married today in Ottawa.
Mm-hmm.
And so we should be doing that later on. Little girl is 18 months, and she's very, very active, running around, saying some words, you know, doing her thing.
Is it the kind of words that Stephen and I would use, or is it the kind of words that you use around Benjamin Bunny?
Probably pretty mellow words. They're nice. I mean, they're saying how she says, like, what is that, you know?
Yeah, sure.
Modest vocabulary, but she knows what's going on.
The new discoveries, of course, when we were taping segments, we learned about Benjamin Bunny because as Alexa was taping a segment, you were in the background making all kinds of noises with your rabbit.
Yes, the bunny is still with us, although there is some discussion that perhaps we may have to, Alexa does have an allergy, so I'll keep you guys posted about it, the possible departure of our rabbit into Canada. I'll keep you posted. We may have to give him away.
Can't do that. He's part of the show.
I know. Let me tell you a little bit about a few other things I didn't mention. Of course, in Ottawa, when you're staying at the Ark, there's a lot of things you can do in the area. The National Arts Center, there is, I just was learning about it right now, the Currency Museum, where you can learn about 2,500 years of monetary history. The Canadian Aviation Museum, and, you know, Gatineau Provincial Park, which I've mentioned on the show before. This is the time. It is right now the fall, and there's a beautiful provincial park right here in the Gatineau Hill region, which is only less than an hour away. The beautiful thing about Ottawa is getting to the country is so easy, and you can see the changing of the leaves. It's already starting to happen now, but the leaves are falling, but the colors will be really, I think, in October will be just outstanding. So think about that. Again, the number for the ARC is 800-699-2516, www.arcthehotel.com. A funny story I also heard about the ARC is that when there was a power outage here a little while ago, what they did is the store across the street, they took all the ice cream from the store across the street and gave it to the guests because the ice cream was going to melt anyway. So,
benefits. It pays to stay at the ARC. Free ice cream.
At the ARC. Let me talk to you a little bit about another place. I talked about New York and Canada. Now here's a little bit of Canada and New York.
Sure.
Garnet Hill Lodge. It was built in, it started in around 1936, 1937. It is a place that was constructed, it's an old-fashioned lodge, pretty much about 2.5 hours south of Montreal and about 4.5 hours from New York City, south of Albany, south of Saratoga Springs. And I'm just looking here. It's exit 23 or 24 off of the 87 Northway. Old-fashioned ski lodge, like with wonderful sort of, you know, comfort food offered, you know, that sort of real, like, log cabin interior, exterior. You really feel like you are kind of not near anything else, and you really aren't. There's only, like, one little place where you can sort of use, if you want to use the internet, you can either try to schnorr the computers from the staff, which they'll let you do, or there's one place where you can use, there's a phone line you can do. But the whole place is really sort of encourages you to sort of get away from the, you know, computers and the cell phones, and the cell phones don't work. So for me, it was just glorious because, I mean, I don't have to get bombarded with phone calls. Awesome things to do in the area, and of course, amazing cross-country skiing in the winter, but in the summer, a mountain biking area where you can actually rent bikes. There's a mountain biking sort of cross-country ski area that's like just walking distance from like a gateway that's walking distance from Garnet Hill. and you can get bikes there, you can get hiking maps there. There's a beach called the 13th Link Beach, which is a private beach which is shared with homeowners from the area. It's a pretty beach in the Adirondack with Adirondack chairs where you can lay out, and it's great for families because, you know, our little daughter was like playing in the sand with pails and all kinds of stuff. So it's really almost, and there's rowboats you can rent, and not rent, I'm sorry, they're free, rowboats you can use and canoes and all that sort of stuff for all the people like me that don't really have a country house and want a feel of sort of that classic sort of archetypal sort of Adirondack experience. This is definitely a place where you can go, and you don't have the hassle of camping and the bugs and, you know, all that sort of stuff, because you have this great inn where you wake up and have a sort of a wonderful breakfast, and then you make reservations for dinner. But it's very low key, and so you never have that feeling where, you know, it's snobby, or, you know, you feel like your kid's running around, so that's a problem. I mean, when you travel with a kid, one of the things you really want to know is that the place is like kid friendly.
Sure. And
this place is definitely a kid friendly place. Owners are the Woodrow and Carrie Van Cott, very nice people who took over the place about 3-4 years ago. Very smart, very friendly, and helpful. If you have any, if want to know anything to do sort of in the area, like I said, it's right in the heart of the Adirondacks. There's a museum that I went to called the Adirondack Museum. I don't know if you ever guys have gone there, but it's about 40 minutes, 30 or 40 minutes from Garnet Hill. And basically, it's just the whole history of the Adirondacks there in pavilions. So basically, instead of just walking into like one building and looking at the wall, it's almost a more sort of expo quality interactive thing where you can just see, like, there's a whole, for example, a pavilion on logging and how like the lumberjacks lived and what they did and how many trees they had to chop down and how many trees they had to load on these trucks or whatever they are.
Expos as an exposition, not of course as in losing every other ball game.
Exactly, expo is an exposition from us old timers. They also, of course, so that's a really sort of an awesome museum. There's also a sort of a gondola in the area too that you can ride. I didn't have a chance to do it when we were there. It's called Mount Gore. You can sort of ride the gondola. There's a mine you can sort of explore. So lots of things to do if you really want to sort of get away from the hustle and bustle of the big city, wherever you have to live, if it's New York, if it's Montreal, if it's Los Angeles. The place, the number to phone for Garnet Hill is 518-251-2444, and the website is garnethill.com, garnethill.com. If you're looking for a great way to get to Garnet Hill, may I recommend driving is the best way because there are no direct flights. Avis has really great deals all the time. Avis.com. You can get yourself a wizard number and make it really easy, have the car waiting for you wherever you are. An awesome way to get there. I mean, there really is no other better way to get there than driving, obviously. And you're going to need a car when you get there.
Closest city would be New York City then.
I would say, yeah, New York would be very close. And, you know, one of the things I did on my way back was I pulled in the races from Saratoga. So it's very close to Saratoga.
If it's Saratoga, then you can do this from Montreal, or you can even fly into Albany with Southwest.
You could fly into Albany, too, but then you're still going to need a car when you're there, right?
Oh, naturally.
You want to get around. So you could do that, too. And I would say for renting, the easiest way to go is Avis. But all these places I've mentioned today are really, really fun things to do. So are we running out of time here? Is that what that music means?
Yeah, it means we have ourselves about a minute to wrap everything up.
We have a minute to wrap it up. So here I am. I'm going to sign off to you guys today from the ARC Hotel. I'm right here at the lobby. I'm just listening to some of the tunes, and I'm going to find out what kind of CD I can bring up to my place. Of course, with law school, I've got lots of studying to do before the wedding. So, you know, that should be a lot of fun. And I was going to tell you another thing about Garnet Hill.
Yeah.
Is that the people come back. I met people when I was there that have been coming back for 20 years. And there have been people that are coming back from longer than that. And it's just one of those kind of places where you sort of get there and it sort of grows on you, and you kind of, it's not like huge and big and expansive. It's just this beautiful kind of low-key log, you know, cabin-ish. Not cabin, but log in, you know, lodge.
Sort of an Adirondack lodge kind of place.
Exactly, and it sort of grows on you, and it's very, very relaxing.
Those places
recommend it.
Those places are an awful lot of fun, Jerry. Now, are you going to be practicing law in New York State or in Ontario?
Well, first I've got, you know, 4 years left to go, and then I've got to write the bar. So I'm probably going to be I'm going to write something, I think, if I can get through all this, called the Interstate Bar, which lets you practice pretty much in the United States.
So an American lawyer. Well, Jerry, you're going to be our first entry in the Wagshall Phillips and Forder line. Thanks, everybody, for joining us here on the Travel World Radio Show. We got 30 seconds left to go to wrap everything up. Any announcements, Steve?
Well, next week, hey, we'll have Mitch Garvis on Utah. We'll have some news from Southern Vermont with Lynn Barrett. And then 2 weeks from now, Ocean Place Resort and Spa, Long Branch, New Jersey. 2 years in a row. Great time to be had by all. Thanks for joining us. I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Bob Cassini.
I'm Jerry Wagshall.
Happy traveling, everybody.
This is the Travel World Radio Network. The Travel World Radio Show is produced in Montreal, Canada, on the Travel World Radio Network. For advertising or affiliation information, please visit our website at www.travelworldradio.com or call us at 514-861-3488.